you know, like in movies where they're like, oh, Patty changed me.
Yeah,
no. It was beautiful, but I came back, Joelle. I feel like you would love watching like gurney videos.
Yeah.
They're so good.
You know which ones I love?
What?
Carpets.
Oh, they get the carpet down. It's black.
It's disgusting. And then you're wondering, is it going to be white? And what is happening, ladies and gents? Welcome to another episode of Talk To Me. You know it. It's the show where I get my friends to talk to me, and today I'm excited because if you're one of the OGs, if you're one of those that stuck with us in our very early days, you'd know that one of my first guests was one of the best there is. She has joined me in projects such as KBB. She has jumped onto announcement videos at church. She has been part of pretty much every iteration of video content I have ever tried to do, and now she's gracing us with her presence. Joelle, it is so good to have you back again.
Look, as much as I hate to admit it, it is good to be here. We haven't done a video in a very long time together.
It's been a minute, hasn't it?
It really, really has.
I was trying to think about it the other day. I don't know if I can think back to when our last one was.
Nah.
Because we had KBB.
Yeah.
Which was ages back.
Yeah.
I mean, announcement videos were not really on screen together, so.
No, which is weird.
Yeah.
I said this to you the other day. We haven't done an announcement video together.
We haven't done anything together yet, so.
I'm not giving you ideas, but I'm just saying.
They've already been put in motion. already discussed today some TNS stuff you're going to be doing with us, so thank you so much for that, Joelle. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, okay.
And now you're here. You're in our new studio. You've never been into the studio. Now that you see it all working and alive, what are your thoughts?
Honestly, like compared to the first time I was on, there's a
during
massive
the COVID years.
Massive difference. There was that little tiny Christmas tree that I hated in the corner.
Yeah, you really ripped into my Christmas decor, which I'm still not happy about.
Yeah, no,
the
terrible.
The candy canes were great.
Like you have a sign.
Yeah.
You really upped it in this world.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's from your bullying. That was a big factor. I thought about all the bullying that
you're
you had
welcome.
Put me through, and if people want to say bullying doesn't work, they're wrong.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad it's boosted you up.
Well, I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're here, ladies and gents. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, like this video, and share it around. Comment in the comment section below. If you comment laser, I am going to go and find you one of those little laser pointers. I'm going to find you. I'm going to give you a laser pointer. So just comment laser in the description, and we will get that going. Now, the reason I said laser, Joelle,
yes,
is because you have just decided to throw everyone a curveball and just get into this laser game basically full time. Just launch yourself into it. Talk to me about what is happening.
Yeah, look, it's actually wild.
Yep.
Like wild to think that I'm doing this, but basically, yeah, I just opened a clinic. I actually did a course in 2016, laser safety and hair removal. And then like, I always wanted to have my own thing, but it was just never right timing. I was like, now that I think about it, yeah. I'm so glad I didn't do it. Cause I was really dumb when I did my course. Like, how would I have been able to open a business? Impossible.
So
it was never right timing, and then years went by. Like, I practiced it in an actual clinic, I worked in it, I enjoyed it, but again, I just like, I never saw myself working for someone. I always wanted to work for myself.
And you've said that for years. I mean, I was watching our old episodes from when we did Talk To Me and have a chat. Ladies and gents, don't do it. It's very cringy to watch those episodes back. But you even said back then when you started with Rocky Top, you always wanted to have your own business.
Yeah.
So before we continue this story, why? What is it about owning your own business that really drives you?
Well, like, I think it sounds really corny, but now that I'm seeing like everything come together with laser, it's like a massive achievement. So one, it's like just for me knowing I did it like myself, and also like people are annoying. I don't want to work for them.
that's a fair call.
Like, honestly, if I'm being honest, I just want to do it myself and be my own boss.
What gets you to pull that trigger? So you've been working in finance and other areas for years now.
Yeah.
And then to everyone that doesn't know you, it's out of nowhere this looked like it happened. But we know that doesn't happen. It takes time to put this sort of stuff together.
Yeah.
Take us through that process. Take us through that story.
So like after school, I didn't go to uni.
Yep.
So I literally have been working, this is embarrassing, but for 10 years now. Wow. Yeah, shut up. Well. Let's move that right along. Cut where you need to.
So you've been working for 10 years?
Yes, 10 years. And
10 years out of school?
Out of school.
Working for 10 years.
Yeah, so we're reiterating that. I don't want to go into your age. Anyway.
I'm not, you know, I'm not that much younger than you, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Like,
how old are you?
I'm 26.
Oh, sucks to be you.
You're 27, aren't you?
I'm 28.
Okay, there it is.
I'm 29 this year.
Really? Okay, so we're 2 years apart. All right, so.
Anyway.
You get out of school, you're working away.
Yeah. And like, not to say that I enjoy working. Like I'm actually a hardworking person, but I don't want to have to work for all these big companies. And it's nothing I'm passionate about. I dropped maths in school.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow then I ended up in a bank.
I know you were in finance for ages.
Literally ages. And then I worked in finance and I'm like, what am I doing here? Like I use a calculator. What? I don't even, when there's a sale on, I Google, hey Siri,
yeah.
What's 20% of this? So like, yeah, it was just never something I'm passionate about. Whereas when I actually went and did my laser course, I really, really enjoyed it. And then I love the side of being able to actually deal with people and like talk to clients and stuff. So that side I know I can do. So then, yeah, I was like, you know what? I know when it's my own, I'm going to look after it because I know it's mine.
Yep.
And I'll be passionate about it. And yeah.
Is there any fear in doing that though? Because it's a big leap to first off, put yourself out there and say, I'm going to go and do something that is first off a little bit crazy because you're starting your own business in a field that is so different and people don't really understand. Is there a lot of fear in making this choice?
1000%. Literally, I pray every day, like, God, you've opened these doors. Like, you've gotten me this far, just get me through, like, to keep going, because 100%, it's so scary. Like, a lot of things can go wrong, whether, I don't know, something happens to my actual clinic, whether, I don't know, I've upset a client, like, literally anything could go wrong, but it's just me making sure that I've obviously taken enough precautions myself and I can cover myself, and, yeah, just, like,
because there's no fallback. Like that's the part that's freaky. I mean, I own a business now as well, running the production company.
Yeah.
And there's always that fear of if it doesn't come out the way they want it, like I've got to explain that, I've got to do it. So how do you get past that fear and continue going? Because I think the scariest part about what you've done is from inception of the idea to building a clinic and then release date is months.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's months in between that. So you've got months to second guess yourself.
Yeah.
And you've got months to doubt yourself and to throw in the towel and say, you know what? I don't have to do it. It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
What stops you from throwing in that towel?
To be honest, so I guess the good thing for me right now is I'm still working full time in my finance job. So I'm kind of like, it's not that my laser is going to be a side hustle, but it will be like night focused all day Saturdays. So I still have my actual job to fall on, which I don't want to do anyway. Yep. But it like throughout these months of planning, I have literally, there's been at least every second day where I'm like, nah, I'm not doing this. I can't do this. Like I would think, oh my goodness, what if I get no clients?
Yep.
What if I paid all this money for this machine and it's literally just my family who's going to use it? Like, so you get so many doubts. But I think because I've had this in my mind since like 2016, what's that, 8 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me to be able to get to this point is more like, okay, I know I'm somehow going to be that little bit successful at least. Like, I don't know. I just kept pushing and I'm a really like persistent person. So
it was just pushing through every single bit. How would you like, okay, so take me through one moment of doubt. One where you're like, I can't do this. It's not going to happen. How do you push yourself through that? How do you get to the other side of that thought process?
One moment. That's I've had many. No, honest. Maybe like one doubt I probably had was, so when I was actually buying my machine, I'm about to pay my deposit.
Yep.
And then suddenly this like rain of thoughts go in my head. I'm like, oh my goodness, what if it's a fake? What if it's a fake company? What if I'm paying a random and I'm not going to get my machine? What if, I don't know, the machine comes and then it stops working? What, like, I had so many things and then I just kept literally going in my head, no, stop. You're being just so... What,
dramatic. Just
like, yeah, dramatic. Sure, we'll say that. Dramatic. We'll say that, dramatic, pessimistic, and anything negative I was being. But I was like, no, I just have to take that leap of faith. Like, I know I've... I was even looking ABN numbers, ABN checks. It was saved on my phone going, no, it's real, it's real, it's real. But yeah, I kept praying, going, God, like, just keep leading me and opening the right doors for me.
How'd you know this was God's will? Because you had Rocky Top for such a decent amount of time. That was a side hustle. Yeah. It was never going to be your full-time thing. But you had that for a period. You've been doing really well at work. Like, you've been succeeding in every other area.
Mm.
How'd you know God was pushing you in this direction?
I think maybe like a couple things. Well, first of all, it's nothing... Well, in my opinion, I don't think it's anything that may be out of God's will. Like, I'm not doing anything against him. So that was one thing. Another thing is more so just how long I've had it in my mind for. Like, it's literally, like, I've never not thought about it. It's always been a dream of mine. And the fact that, actually, one major thing is, so my dad, you know, my dad.
Greatest human being on the planet.
Yeah, you love my dad.
We love you, Uncle Ollie.
Actually, he'll probably watch this now.
Love you. Hey, if you ever want to come onto the show, I'd prefer to have you on any day of the week. So please, let me know. We'll get you in the seat. We'll
get out of here. No, but yeah, so my dad is a very smart man. He's very wise. He knows how to, like, he's just raised us to know how to use our money, all of that stuff. And he's also very pessimistic about certain things.
Okay.
So when I first launched this idea to him, like, years ago, he was never really on board. You know, he doesn't do laser. He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know what money it brings. He doesn't know what's involved. Like, none of that. Whereas recently when I told him about it, he was like starting to really warm up to the idea. And then as soon as I knew that he was just on board, I was like, okay, this is like a major green flag. This is from God saying, yeah, he's now given my dad that extra like push or nudge. And I'm like, okay, yeah. This is my biggest sign.
And then you're like, let's go.
Yeah, basically. Because as soon as he's on board, I'm like, yes, like, he's going to help me. He's going to, like, just everything kind of smooths.
Just sort of worked into place. Because having your own business isn't easy. I mean, it's going to take a lot of work, take a lot of late nights. It's going to take a lot of focus. And the one way you can have focus, Joelle, and ladies and gentlemen, is by having some magic mind in your life. This little shot of beauty is a productivity elixir. Take a look at that. That's gorgeous right there. Magic Mind is here to make sure you're focused, you're energized, you're ready to go, so that if you want to start your own business like our friend here, Joelle, you can do it with all the focus and energy that you need. So Magic Mind is going to help you out by giving you up to 20% off. All you need to do is go to their website, type in Have a Chat 20, or visit the link in the description. Let them know Have a Chat sent you, and they are going to send you some of these great bottles of beauty. So it does take a lot of focus, Joelle. It does take a lot of energy, but Magic Mind can help you get through it.
I mean, I would give this a shot.
Boom, boom. Well done. Very good.
No pun intended.
That's good. That's good. So your dad gives you the okay. He gives you the push to go and do it.
Yeah.
And then you start just working away. How long did it take you?
I want to say since about, so I started talking about it in May last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
May last year.
All right.
And then like fully like actively doing stuff since about August.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what happens between May and August? What's in the, what's in the pipe?
It was, well, I went to Europe.
Can't really start a business while you're in Europe.
So that was about a month gone. Yep. No, but May I started talking about it and then like thinking about it properly all over again. Then I go to Europe, I come back, and then it was just like started looking at little things, like, for example, like licenses and like council stuff, just like those nitty gritty things, just so that I could know, yes, I can do it.
See if it was feasible.
Yes.
Or if this was just some pipe dream.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did Europe do that to you though? Like, did that really push you to say, okay, I really want to do something that I love?
No.
Because I feel like those long trips do that to people sometimes.
No, you know, like in movies where they're like, oh, Paddy changed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, nothing.
It
like
was
that.
Beautiful, but I came back, Joel. Let's be honest.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Because you traveled a lot back then, man.
Yeah, last year was a great year. I was actually looking at my 2023 reel I made.
Yeah.
And then I was just dying. And I'm like, wow, 2024 is going to be boring.
It's going to just be in the same room.
Yep.
Lasering the same people over
and
over.
Like, 2024.
So why laser? What is it about it?
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe because I do it myself. Yeah. Like, I get laser done. So it just always interested me. And then, like, when I did my course, it was even bigger back then, whereas now it's very normalized.
Yeah.
Whereas back then, it was like a...
It was a big deal.
Yeah, big deal. And it was a few days. Whereas now you can do your course and, like, it's like, oh, yeah, I got you did your course.
See, don't tell me that, because now I'm freaking out about the person that lasers me. Now I'm like... Yeah, like, what are they doing? I mean, like, do they know what they're doing?
You're hoping they're getting marked off.
Yeah, you'd hope so. Nah, my guy's great. I love my people. Shout out.
But yeah, no, it just wasn't as normalized. And within that industry, you can do so much more as well. Like, I don't want to just stick to laser. Like, I would eventually love to do, like, all your skin treatments.
The facials and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, it's so wild because I used to always think, oh, yeah, beautician, like, they just wax eyebrows. I don't know. But, like, but today I was doing, an extra training that I was doing for work, and they're talking about all this sciencey stuff and, like, skin tightening and this and that. I'm like, wow, I feel like a doctor. Like,
I feel like a doctor. I'm going to tell you right now, Joel, you are not a doctor.
I could Please. Be a GP.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Don't put your lives in the hands of Joel. But it's called Pretty Please.
Yes.
Why? That is the weirdest name to me. I feel like you're going to explain it to me. I'm going to be like, that's awesome. But it's Pretty Please Sydney. Or is it just Pretty Please?
It's Pretty Please.
Okay.
But just... finding an Instagram and TikTok name was really hard, so I had to add Sydney because I hated all the underscores and everything. Yeah.
I found that about you ladies. You guys are so different to us. What? We do not care.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when we have a chat together, all right, if it needs an underscore, what do we care? Like, we don't care what it looks like. We had Jem and Larissa here, and they were trying to put together their Instagram for Tell Me More, which you can find on the channel, by the way. Go check it out.
They're great.
And they spent about half an hour trying to find the correct amount of full stops and underscores.
It's
and
very hard.
I could not believe it. I was just like, just put it together. Like, what's wrong with you?
Because, like, it just has to look
aesthetically pleasing.
See,
I couldn't care less. You girls, it intrigued me. I just sat here like, wow.
Yeah,
that's
like,
important.
I actually really struggled with that. Even, like, when I was buying my website, that, like, I was stressed. I was so stressed because I'm like, oh, like, the dot, where's that going to go? Then I don't want that underscore. I don't want a hyphen. Like, that just changes everything. It's wild.
You're a weird one, but it's a fair call. Listen, this episode's going to come out in probably a month's time from when we filmed it. So can you give us a rundown into what you're offering?
Yeah.
Maybe prices, like, things that you would want people to know before they came to you?
Sure. So I am doing males and females.
Nice.
Essentially doing full bodies for all. A female full body is $180.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very okay. Yeah. Nice.
And a male full body is $220.
Okay, that, ladies and gents, if you don't know much about the laser world, that is extremely cheap. Like, that is very cheap. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I guess one thing I had in my favor is because I have the clinic at home, I didn't really have overheads.
Yep.
So I had room for, like, a room to work with, which is good. It works in my favor, works in the patient's flavor.
Flavor
Flavor
of the week.
Yep. But yeah, so they're my prices. My website will be live by the time this airs, prettypleased.sydney.
Yeah, buddy.
You can book also through my Instagram. I've got the little book now button.
Nice.
Yeah. And I have TikTok too.
Which you're very good at.
Thanks.
I've forgotten how ridiculously funny that your stuff can be and how cringy and annoying and how much I hate it. But I will always support it because I love the cringy. I love the annoying.
Honestly, like if you see the original videos, because Rachel edits a lot of them for me.
Okay, nice.
Bless her heart. But like when I watch, I'm like, oh, yuck. Like why and when did I become this person?
Yeah, it's rough to see.
Yeah. Like, oh, I know.
Come with me as I build my...
The day in the life one?
Yeah, that one was rough.
No, that was terrible.
Listen, that's hard to see, but it's about to be harder to see what Stat and I are about to start doing. We're going to start doing vlogs.
Get out.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
Are you going
to
do a day in the life?
No.
You have to.
I really don't want to. But we've had a lot of the fans messaging us, DMing us, saying you guys should do vlogs, you guys should do vlogs. And a couple of the boys that do the Touchline podcast, they do a vlog every week. They kill it. And they told us, you guys have to do vlogs. So we're going to give it a shot. And I'm not looking forward to it.
You know, like before I was doing this, I used to not tease people. Well, kind of tease people. I'll admit it. And I'm sorry for whoever I teased. But like when people would be like, oh, I got to film or like do an Instagram post. I'm like,
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, like this isn't a job. Yeah, like what are you talking about? And now I'm like, oh, it's like a full thing.
It is... There's so much that changed in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, it was just weird.
Yeah.
And it was just people trying to get attention.
Yes.
But now it is so vital to your business being successful.
Yep.
It's so weird.
It literally is vital.
Because if you don't do that, you don't get noticed and people don't use your product. It's as simple as that.
Everything is about social media now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's actually an essential to your business. It's no longer just something people do.
Yeah.
Like we noticed with us was when we started putting more effort into our reels, our stories, our TikToks.
You're getting more attention.
People are watching the stuff now. Like our channel's starting to slowly build and build. And it's just because we're using socials more.
Do you know what I figured out? And I know from myself, from when I watch TikToks, it's all about people being nosy. They want to know what you're doing with your life. They want to know who's behind the business.
That's a fair point.
And it's true because even like if I'm watching TikToks, I'm like, oh, I love the day in the life ones because I'm like, I just want to know what they're doing just because.
Like TikToks I'm watching right now are too very specific. I watch people cutting grass.
Okay.
Because I like seeing them fix up a backyard.
No judgment,
And a guy putting up TVs.
Huh.
He sets up TVs, like he hangs them, whatever. Just because I want to see how you do it.
I feel like you would love watching like gurney videos.
Yeah.
They're so good.
You know which ones I love?
What?
The carpets.
Oh, they get the carpet down. It's a black.
It's disgusting. And then you're wondering, is it going to be white?
Yes.
Or is it going to be a pattern? Like,
is
what's
it a picture?
Yeah. And then they've got some podcast going on in the back. I don't care about the podcast. I just want to see that.
Yes.
I actually watch it on mute just to watch the guy.
It's so true. Do you know when I shouldn't say this, but when I'm at work, I'll have it on mute and I'm, watching the same thing.
You know what you could do now is that now that you own your own business, get the TV up so that the customer can watch it and you just put those TikToks on loop.
That is genius, actually.
I'm telling you.
Or like watching like the horse.
That one's the one I can't do.
Really?
That one irks me.
Why?
Because I feel like they're going to hurt the horse and I feel like they're scraping the horse's hoof. I don't know what's going on.
I thought that.
And I just can't do it.
I thought that and I got really worried because I was like, is this like really bad to watch? But then I looked it up. You don't want to see my Google history. But basically, it doesn't hurt the horses.
Okay.
It's like getting your nails clipped.
But that can hurt. I feel like at some point I'm going to watch one. It's going to be a prank and they've actually clipped the horse and he starts bleeding. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Because that's my luck.
Yeah.
Is offline something
true,
like that.
But no.
Yeah, no. But it's vital. TikTok is vital. Yes. I can't believe I'm saying TikTok is vital.
Yeah.
But it's vital. And the big thing, and it's something that we tell all of our potential clients for Have a Chat Productions, is that people don't care about how much you charge anymore.
Yeah.
They really don't. The price isn't what drives them to come back. They're happy to pay a little bit extra if they're getting a good service.
Yeah.
The thing that makes the difference for them is the person that I'm going to be using decent? Are they nice?
Yeah.
Am I going to get along with them? So when someone chooses to do a podcast for their business, they're realizing this podcast allows me to show my clientele who I am and what I can do for them just as a person. So you showing the behind the scenes of your business is showing you can go to any laser clinic you want. They'll probably charge you the same price, maybe extra, but you're not going to get the cool Joelle that you see on TikTok, even though she's not cool. I'm sorry.
Cool. No. You heard it here, ladies and gents.
No, not at all.
No, but yeah, you're right. Like yes, I want clients to come to me and yes, I want to charge them cheap and blah, blah, blah. But like, I genuinely like, and all jokes aside, you know this, I love talking to people like, and I'll talk to a wall, like it doesn't bother me. So yeah, just having someone come in, I'm like, yeah, like straight away, I'm best friends with them. But yeah, I think it's just like, it's a fun environment and I've just like tried to do little tweaks here and there that maybe other places haven't done, just so I can trial, even like things like loyalty cards and just like little fun things, little refreshments and blah blah blah, just to
you seem excited.
I really am so excited.
I haven't seen you this passionate about something in a minute.
I'm very excited.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you,
ladies and gents. Make sure you follow Pretty Please Sydney. There's no full stops or underscores, so make sure you follow Pretty Please Sydney. And if you need any lasering done, go to Joelle, because she will sort you out. She'll help you out. She'll make sure that you're not getting laughed at when you're screaming in pain like I do on occasion. It hurts, mate.
Come on.
Nah, there's some areas where it hurts because of the thick hair. Like in the middle here.
Okay, but it's not your first time. You've been doing it a while.
Yeah, I know, but it still hurts.
No.
It's like getting a rubber band.
Yeah, and flicking it.
Yeah, but it's on fire.
Come on.
I mean, it's fine now, but like it still hurts.
Yeah, now you're saying it's after I judged you hard.
Yeah, Joelle promises not to judge you though, ladies and gents. So make sure you go to Pretty Please. You're going to be excited to see what she can do, how she can help you out. And I'll tell you this, I would never go back because I love laser. It's changed the game for me. It's so much more hygienic.
Mm-hmm.
It's healthy. And I no longer get called Chewbacca, which is very nice. So I got bullied in school.
That's sad.
Yeah, yeah. They'd make me show my leg because it was so hairy. That literally, I'd rock up and it'd be sports uniform day and you'd be in the shorts and then they'd all rock up. They go, oh, Chewbacca's here. Chewbacca, put your leg here. Put your leg.
I'm so sorry. That's really funny.
So I would have to do that and just be like.
Well, you go show them now.
Now I show them. There's nothing there.
Yeah, buddy.
This got weird. Joelle, it's so good to have you. And I'm excited because they would have already seen it, but we're about to film Have a Chat with Ray instead after this as well.
Yes, sir.
So that's going to be some exciting stuff. Why don't you plug all your stuff? Tell the people where to find you, all that. Nice jazz.
Yep. So if you need to send any inquiries, my email is info@prettyplease.sydney. My TikTok and Instagram is prettypleasesydney and my website is prettypleasesydney.
It's all going to be in the description below, so don't worry, you don't have to memorize any of that. Ladies and gents, make sure you like, subscribe, do all that nice stuff, because if you do, you know that YouTube is just a little bit nicer to us. And if you comment laser down below, I'm going to give you one of those laser pointers. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for talking to me. Joelle, thanks for talking to me, buddy.
Thank you very much.